tea, everyone said that it had been a delightful but unusually long day. Meg, who had been shopping in the afternoon, now decided that she did not like the dress she had bought. Joe had a headache from reading too long. Beth couldn't find anything in her cupboard, and the rain had made Amy's dress so wet that she couldn't wear it to Katie Brown's party the next day. Mrs. March listened, smiled, and said nothing. The week seemed to get longer and longer with nothing much to do, and by Friday the girls were glad that it was nearly over. Then Mrs. March gave Hannah a holiday, and when the girls got up on Saturday, there was no breakfast ready, no fire in the kitchen, and no mother waiting for them. "What has happened?" said Joe. Meg ran upstairs, then came down to say that Mother was staying in her room to have a rest. "She says we must look after ourselves today," Meg said. "Good. I want something to do," said Joe.